This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Big warning on the dangers of AI. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. He's been described as the godfather of AI, but now Geoffrey Hinton is warning of its dangers and products like ChatGPT if they fall into the wrong hands. Mr. Hinton worked as a Google engineer and helped develop the foundations for the technology. Last week, he quit his job. He told the BBC he now feels regrets about his life's work.
So there's a lot of things that a lot of other people have talked about to do with being able to produce lots of text automatically so you can get lots of very effective spam bots. It'll allow authoritarian leaders to manipulate their electorates, things like that. I'm not really talking about those. There's another particular thing I want to talk about, which is the existential risk of what happens when these things get more intelligent than us. So quite recently, I've come to the conclusion that the kind of intelligence we're developing is very different from the intelligence we have. We're biological systems, and these are digital systems. And the big difference is that with digital systems, you have many copies of the same set of weights, the same model of the world. And all these copies can learn separately, but share their knowledge instantly. So it's as if you had 10,000 people, and whenever one person learned something, everybody automatically knew it. And right now, what we're seeing is things like GPT-4, eclipses a person in the amount of general knowledge it has and eclipses them by a long way. In terms of reasoning, it's not as good, but it does already do simple reasoning. Given the rate of progress, we expect things to get better quite fast, so we need to worry about that. Right now, they're not more intelligent than us, as far as I can tell, but I think they soon may be.
Geoffrey Hinton there. Now, let's do the numbers. Shares in BP fell 5% after the energy giant posted a loss in its first quarter of profits, posting $5 billion, down from $6.2 billion in the same period last year. And it's been a rough few months for some in the banking sector, but some have prevailed. HSBC, one of the world's biggest banks, has just reported profits of nearly $13 billion for the first quarter, triple the figure from the year before. Its income was boosted by the acquisition of Silicon Valley Bank's UK business. The BBC's Nick Marsh explains.
Investors will be pleased with these numbers, no doubt boosted by rising interest rates. Another boost was the acquisition of the failed Silicon Valley Bank, which HSBC bought in March with the help of the Bank of England for a pound. The bank now says it's made a provisional gain of $1.5 billion on that. But problems loom on the horizon for HSBC. Major shareholders in China want the bank's much more profitable Asia business to break away from its UK headquarters and are trying to round up support for a split ahead of Friday's annual general meeting.
Nick Marsh reporting. King Charles III will be crowned at London's Westminster Abbey on Saturday. Between celebrations, memorabilia, books and tourism, the Centre for Retail Research in the UK estimates more than $2.4 billion will be spent by UK consumers and overseas enthusiasts will generate $79 million in sales. And one sector set to benefit is the ceramics industry. Traditionally, lots of British homes buy cups and plates to commemorate royal occasions. Stoke-on-Trent has been at the heart of the UK's ceramics industry for centuries. I visited one manufacturer, Duchess China, which is making royal souvenirs that are selling for between $30 to $60.
My name's Gordon Brooks and I'm the ceramic modeller here. My job is to actually get the designs off paper and into three dimensions. So we're just coming past the dryer now where the moulds are dried.
Here in Stoke-on-Trent, a city in central England, a historic pottery factory is hard at work making commemorative china for King Charles III's coronation.
I see God Save the King on the side, 2023.
So this is what it looks like finished.
Yes, we kept it quite simple. And we thought this logo, you know, this saying, God save the king, I think it sums things up quite simply, doesn't it? And it's a red, white and blue. It's got a crown on, some gold.
Well, take me through it. Which part comes next?
So we're coming out of modelling and going into the mould making process.
Hi, you.
BBC.
Oh.
So we normally make about 2,000 cups a day.
So these have all been dried.
Yeah, so these have all been dried. These are the moulds here, all ready to go on the machine. We get about 36 moulds in a machine and they run all day long.
And what's the demand been like for these pieces?
It's been quite high. We're sending out 8,000 to 10,000 pieces, so it's spiked and it's going to keep going for a while. It's either feast or famine in this industry. You've got to try and predict how many you're going to sell, how popular it's going to be, and it's always difficult to get them numbers and get prepped for it, ready for the big push.
And who are your customers? Who's buying from you?
Everywhere. It's surprising. We weren't sure how far afield this would spread, but there's interest globally.
Stoke is known for its ceramics. In fact, the area is known as the Potteries. But in recent decades, much of the production has moved overseas. For those that remain, rising production costs have been a problem.
Our biggest inflation rise is the kilns. You know, they're gas kilns, they're electric kilns. So that really impacts on what we do. We're firing the product up to 1220 degrees, so we have to factor that in when we're selling things.
Since Duchess China has realised there's robust demand for its royal souvenirs globally, it's going to meet that demand beyond the coronation with even more upmarket royal branded products. I have to say, I learned a lot on that trip. Anyway, that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to James Graham for producing, Sam Biddle on the tech. Our editor is Joe Critcher. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.